From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI says that Thursday's shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee are being handled as an act of terrorism. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said it was premature to speculate about why gunman Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz killed four Marines and wounded several other people. Reinhold said that agents are looking at Abdulaziz's recent travel.
As far as the travel, we're exploring when and where he traveled. I don't want to go into too much detail to that time frame until our partners overseas have an opportunity to conduct their portion of the investigation.
Born in Kuwait, the 24-year-old Abdulaziz was a naturalized U.S. citizen. The Site Intelligence Group reports that he wrote a blog and on Monday said that life is short and bitter. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir at the White House Friday as the United States continued efforts to sell the Iran nuclear agreement to skeptical allies. Spokesman Josh Earnest said that all options remain on the table, but President Obama prefers a diplomatic solution.
The military option on the part of the United States is one that continues to be available, but the more effective way, the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon is through principled diplomacy, an agreement structured exactly like this one.
The historic nuclear deal reached last week between Iran and six world powers is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council in Vienna, according to diplomatic sources. For more, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainians Friday marked the first anniversary of the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 by a missile over the rebel-held eastern part of the country. People brought flowers, toys, and paper airplanes with messages to the Dutch embassy, where the Dutch flag was flying at half-staff. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, a solemn ceremony marked the first anniversary. Evert van Zijtveld is a member of the MH17 Aviation Disaster Foundation.
It's good to remember. We forget our last one, of course, never. But this disaster should never be forgotten by anybody.
There was a similar scene in Moscow where dozens of people gathered outside the Dutch embassy bringing flowers and paper planes with names of the victims of the attack. Ukraine blames pro-Russian, rebels for the shootdown. Russia and the rebels deny responsibility and blame Ukrainian forces. Police in Nigeria say that suicide bombers attacked an open-air prayer area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13 people. Officials said the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. The explosions struck an area where worshippers were observing Eid al-Fitr, the end of the holy month of Ramadan. At least 15 people were injured in the attack. Meanwhile, reports from Baghdad say a suicide car bombing in Iraq's eastern Diyala province killed at least 40 people gathered at a marketplace to mark the end of Ramadan. Iraqi police officials said at least 40 people were also wounded in the town of Khan bin Is'ad. Hospital officials confirmed those death tolls. The Reuters news agency reports that the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack and that the death toll has risen to as high as 100. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras reshuffled his cabinet on Friday to replace ministers who voted against the tough austerity reforms demanded by Athens' international creditors. Mr. Tsipras made 9 changes overall. Greece has already won an increase on the cap for its emergency funding from the European Central Bank. Just hours after Greek lawmakers approved the reforms required, Eurozone finance ministers agreed Thursday to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and also open talks on a new 3-year, $94 billion bailout. On Wall Street, the markets closed mixed, but the Nasdaq had a record day. The S&P 500 finished higher. The Nasdaq reached a second straight record, up 0.91%. European stocks were mixed. Asian trading was higher. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.